So Dhamma is like that. Everything that cultivator or the way receive or benefit from, they come from Kayamitas before the sun. And all the great beings are your true Kayamitas. That's why during the Buddha's time, when Ananda asked the Buddha, because he thought he understood, he said, how beautiful and wonderful is it? Where the Buddha taught him the importance of Kayamitaship. He said, Kayamitaship is 50% of the holy life, means the spiritual training and life. The Buddha reprimanded him. He said, no, it is 100% of the holy life. Yeah. That's why you need Kayamita. And you read the Theravada Sutta in order to become at least a Sotapanna enlightened being. One of the prerequisites is what? Yeah? Having Dhamma friend, understand? That is the prerequisite. You can go and Google and find out. In the early days, before I even decide to agree to come out, I must understand how I want to actually share and teach. That's why straight away I call it the Kayamita group. And I don't want to set up any society or what. I say we are all Kayamita, no authority. We are Dhamma friends that practice the Dhamma, cultivate the Dhamma. Some already have the Dhamma, some still don't have. But since we are Dhamma friends, we walk the path of Dhamma, we are here to share our understanding, to motivate, to counsel, to develop more and more wholesomeness so that this teaching can reach more and more living beings so that it can be a blessing to all. So Kayamitaship is very powerful. That's why you must try your very best and attempt to be a true Kayamita. You go and read our website. I got explained the attributes of Kayamita.